All right, let's do it. Hit it, Rockstar. Time for trash.
So nice to meet you. Hi. Congratulations, The Cure Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2019. Are you as excited as I am?
By the sounds of it, no.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. In these uncertain times, good to know there's a local business you can trust at your side. That is Mortgage Right, celebrating over 15 years of helping clients buy, build, and refinance homes. Joe Bear, Chris Tanner, they are there for all of your questions. 205-815-9200 or online, MortgageRight.com. I doubt Damien even knows who Tawny Kitaen is. But, you know, sad news over the weekend, she did pass away.
Oh, I didn't see this. Do you know who she is, Damien?
Not at all.
Okay.
I didn't either, Damien, when people were telling me about him, and then I had to look her up. She was in Bachelor Party. Is that
right? So she was...
Most known for a music video, though.
Well, Bachelor Party or Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Here I go again.
Yeah, I think that's what she's most known for.
Yeah, on the hood of a car. But Google her sometime. But anyway, dead at 59. Don't know the cause, I would assume. Hate to assume somebody's death, but she did struggle with substance abuse. She was in celebrity rehab with Dr. Drew at 59, found in her home.
Dr. Drew doesn't have a good record right now.
No. Why? What happened to him?
Vern Troyer's gone. The bassist from Alice in Chains is gone. Tawny Kitaen is gone.
Yeah, he loses more than Tennessee does in the portal.
Yeah, he's lost a lot.
So these were all people that were in his rehab program.
Yeah, the celebrity rehab.
Oof. You don't want to go see him.
He's got a good record.
Good for entertainment.
Yeah.
Not so good for the long run.
Heupel's got a better record right now. So.
Yes. I got a four-year-old cartoon fanatic from Brooklyn went a little overboard buying nearly $3,000 worth of SpongeBob SquarePants popsicles on Amazon.
I'm guessing he didn't have the three G's to spend.
It's sad, but ends up good. However, a graduate school friend of the little boy's mom told the Post that she set up a GoFundMe on Monday to help cover the cost. Now, according to the crowdfunding page, the truly adorable SpongeBob diehard named Noah managed to purchase $2,618 worth of the popsicles from Amazon. In case you're wondering, that's 51 cases, 918 popsicles. That still seems expensive for a popsicle, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but where do you keep them?
I don't know. I would think you get a popsicle for less than a dollar. Otter Pop's like 3 cents.
Yeah, but these aren't like Freeze Pops.
Those are licensed by SpongeBob, man.
These aren't like Freeze Pops where they can be liquidified and then you throw them in there and they're freeze. Right. I mean, these have to stay frozen the entire time.
Or you lose everything.
Yeah.
Now, the good news is the GoFundMe has already raised over $5,700. He doubled his money. More kids need to do this.
Well, I mean, right. So it sounds like a business plan. Now,
if you're the parent, what do you do with the excess?
I give them away to kids in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you have
the money
or
the popsicles?
No, you have a block party with the popsicles.
No, the money.
I keep the money.
Oh, no, you keep the money.
Yeah, give away the popsicles.
If he spent $3,000 and you raised $5,000, what do you do with that too?
Put it towards his college. Yeah. At least you say that, and you probably go buy a new sofa.
Mm-hmm. Learned your lesson.
This is amazing. Does this surprise you guys, the headline here? Nearly half of all Americans believe they're the best person they know. That's very surprising.
How many? Half?
Yeah, even if you really appreciate yourself and your self-worth and you like looking at yourself in the mirror.
I don't know.
I still think that there's somebody that you think is better than you, right?
In the shower, I win every argument, and it's a landslide.
Yeah.
Like, the person I'm arguing with can't even keep up.
A recent study of 2,000 U.S. residents, 81% say they believe that humankind is inherently good, and 3 in 4, 75%, believe they're fundamentally a good person. But when asked how they would compare themselves to others in life, 46% went a step further, believing that they are better than anyone they know.
I believe the first two things, and I wouldn't say I'm the best person I know, but I put myself in the top 20.
You got not even others receiving votes. Yeah. Huh? You're in the actual top 20.
I'm in a Power 5 conference,
I'll tell you that.
I don't think I know any, well, I thought about this pre-reading yesterday. I don't know if I know anybody that believes they're the best person. At least they do a good job of hiding it.
You got to have a bad circle if you think you're the best out of
it. It's not necessarily the best if I think I'm the smartest guy in the room, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean it depends on what room you're in, but I mean, you know, room in, room out, no.
Ryan Lance?
Oh, no. Donaway.
Met my friend Ryan?
Donaway. That is unfair. We take shots at each other. That was unfair.
You think you're a good person, though.
You think you're a good person.
I don't.
I don't blame you. I think you're a good person.
No, that's nice of you to say.
I would have you higher ranked than me in my top 20. I think I'm in my top 20.
I think at the core, I mean, we've all got issues, but I think at the core, we're all good people.
I think the flaw in this is if you're comparing yourself to other people. That's not my mode of measurement.
Like, if somebody is drowning in a body of water, I'm going to jump in to save them. I'm going to take my shoes off first.
Like, this is all about what you're comparing yourself
to. Those are my primary shoes.
Like, if you compare yourself to God, do you think you measure up?
Well, no.
Okay, obviously. Well, that's the point. So now you got to drop it down. Okay, now I'm going to compare myself
to... Yeah, but God's not a person. We're talking about
God
other people.
God is a person.
Well, I mean, we're not getting into the trilogy here and everything.
Okay,
but we're talking about Trinity, not trilogy. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. I misspoke.
But we're Back to the Future was the best.
Three was it was Godfather. I don't care what Brown says.
Old Testament, New Testament, wait to the third one, though.
And I've heard God looks like Marlon Brando in The Godfather. So,
but we're talking about other people walking around right now, people that are alive.
No, I am far from the best person.
Okay, so going deeper on this, broken down by gender, female respondents were less likely to think of themselves as good, 67% to 86% of men. So we really...
a high opinion of ourselves.
We really do.
But for those of us that think deep down inside you're a good person, I think all five of us, we do. We, when faced with challenges in life to do the right thing, usually we choose to do the right thing, right? And that's, I think, what we're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what level that right thing is.
Yeah. Well, let's go old Mayberry with Andy Griffith, the show with Opie. A bag with $10,000 falls off the truck. Do you try to find the owner, or do you keep the $10,000?
You hold on to it for a while, and you see if anybody comes forward.
I think Lance just answered that. I'm not keeping it for safe, make sure it doesn't go.
I mean, if somebody, if I know somebody, that somebody's looking for it.
Somebody bad could get a hold of it. I need to hold on to it.
Sure. Okay, here's
I'm not going to buy drugs with it.
A bad person example is somebody that comes up to your porch and takes packages off your porch.
Somebody
that would steal your dog out of your yard is a guy that should be shot on sight. But I mean, there are people like that in
this world. But we're better than those people. But that is my point that way. Yes, I'm better than those people, but that is an extremely low bar.
Have you guys heard of the Washingtonian?
Newspaper or hotel?
It's a monthly D.C.-based magazine.
Oh.
Well, they're protesting Friday in response to their CEO's opposition of remote work. Now, on Thursday, the Washington Post published an opinion piece by CEO Kathy Merrill with a headline, quote, "As a CEO, I want my employees to understand the risk of not returning to work in the office." I am shocked at how many people don't want to come back to the office. I guess I shouldn't be.
Oh, I'm surprised as you are, yeah.
I mean, once you were on that couch or, you know, in your chair doing that work from home for all of that time and it became so redundant, I assume most people would want to get back.
I think the fight's going to be for, hey, can you just come into the office 2 to 3 days a week? And then you can do the rest at home, like kind of split your week up. I think that's what most people are going to fight for. But I don't want to be home every day.
You realize that I just saw a story last week. It was Friday. And it's not a Birmingham restaurant, but the restaurant owner was paying $1,000 signing bonus just for people to come to work for him.
Yeah.
Wow. To wait tables.
Yeah, the service industry. Yeah.
To wash dishes.
Yeah.
He was giving a $1,000 signing bonus to hire people.
The problem you had, and I don't know if it's carried over this deep, but a lot of people, once they got furloughed or laid off, they ended up making more money on their couch.
They did.
And the majority of those people didn't want to go back to work.
Here's it's going to run out, though, at some point.
It will. Yeah. Here's the thing is some people are already working from home, and that's always been your job. But I think, Lance, when you've worked in an office for your whole life, and then all of a sudden overnight, hey, you're working from home. See, I've always been able to separate work and home, right? Work is at work, home is at home. I don't want the two to cross.
Because it's too much. It's
I get home, I want to be 100% away from work.
Yeah, there's no escape from home.
That's correct. And that's what I hated most about it.
Well, Merrill, the CEO, goes on to say that she wants people participating in in-person activities such as mentoring more junior people, celebrating someone's birthday. She went on to say managers have a, quote, strong incentive to change an employee's work status to contractor if they don't participate in those extras. That would also mean not having to pay for health care, 401k match, and different Medicare taxes.
You know, sir, Jim's up for a raise. Well, you know what? I didn't see him at Brown's birthday party. So,
well, I mean, just our own personal experience. I mean, I haven't seen the three-man front guys in forever.
I don't know the last time I saw Cole.
Yeah.
Or Landrum.
Cole on television.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, I'm right there with you
guys. I mean, there's tons of coworkers I haven't seen in a year.
Yep.
I assume they still work with us.
Pat, Landrum, Cole, haven't seen them in over a year.
Yeah. That's crazy to think about. Yep. It really is. I don't like that. I don't know about you.
No. That's what I was bringing up. I mean, our team unity is a little fragmented.
Well, it's just easy to feel so disconnected and like you don't even work with those people anymore.
You brought up restaurants, Dunaway. What is the worst thing you can see in a restaurant? Let me pull that back.
A dead body.
A lot of bad things you can
with
say.
With the specials on it.
What about something running across your table?
A rat?
Dead rat.
A roach? A rat?
Okay. Patrons at a restaurant in Taipei were recently shocked to see cockroaches crawling all over the place after thousands were released on the premises by two masked men.
Oof.
So on May 4th, two masked men entered the G House Taipei restaurant holding large bags filled with 1,000 cockroaches, which they simply let go. They couldn't decide what was going on, according to the police department. They figured out there was a dispute between the masked men and the owner of this restaurant.
Well.
But boy, that will run people out quickly, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, all over is, those are the key words in there, Lance. All over the restaurant.
Diners said that they were all over the walls, furniture. People were in the middle of their meals when they started to get up and leave.
Did they do that to cause a distraction so they could get into the safe, or they just did this to shut them down?
Pretty much just to run people off where business is going to be bad for a long time. I don't know about you guys. This happened this week. I'm going to stay away from the G House for a while.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't go to the G House Taipei restaurant a lot, Lance. But.
Me either. I mean, it's hard for me to find the G House. I have to put it into waves.
My. Oh, my.
Not a wave. My God.
I never know how to get there.
Oh, wow. I'm just not even going to follow it up. This one out of Columbus. An Ohio State senator is making national headlines this week, not for a bill he proposed, but for his attempt to conceal the fact he was driving during a controlled board meeting on Zoom.
You got to see the video.
Yeah, that was
really?
It is awesome.
Now, early during Monday's meeting, Senator Andrew Brenner can be seen sitting in the driver's seat of his car. Brenner eventually leans forward and turns off the camera. When he returned, he was seen wearing his seatbelt and clearly driving. It's not better than I'm not a cat, right?
Well, no, but it's just the background. He changed the background. Like, the background's like a beach or a den or something. But he's got
he's still in his car?
Yeah.
Your Honor, I'm clearly not a cat. Yeah. That was my favorite.
That was so good, the eyes. Yet his Zoom background was at the home office. Camera was off for a second time before coming back with a blurred image of Brenner on the road while also having the office background. All of this happened as the Ohio House is considering a bill proposing stricter rules against cell phone use while driving.
Got it. I'm wearing my seatbelt.
With a goal of eventually cracking down on distracted driving in the state, the bill would outlaw the use of phones, tablets, and other electronic devices, I guess Zoom as well.
But it bothers me when I see people Instagram story or Fleet or, you know, or TikTok or any of that stuff while they're driving. You know, they are looking down at the camera and then back at the road down at the camera and they're, you know, giving me a testimony about how bad drivers are or something like that. That bothers me. Don't drive and shoot a video.
Yeah, I don't understand where the I've got something really important to say for the world and I'm going to say it from my driver's seat. Where did that start? Because have you noticed how many people actually do that?
I need a profile picture from my social media. I might as well take it by the steering wheel.
Yeah, that's right. Let me do a selfie.
I'm just going to start that. I yield my time, Your Honor.
I am guilty of. I'm trying to post a video a day on TikTok.
Uh huh.
Business purposes.
Correct.
And I'll forget about it and I'll remember when I'm driving. So a lot of times I'll pull over or wherever I stop and then I'll immediately do the video, but I've never done it while driving, if that makes sense.
There's a challenge for you today.
Do it while driving?
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
Do a Zoom call while driving.
I've only been on a couple of Zoom calls. I don't know about you guys.
Not a ton. I try to avoid those. They're miserable. People talking over each other and dropping out. It's awful.
Our Trash, always brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Tanner, Joe, Chris. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call 205-815-9200 or online mortgageright.com.